Ini cinta. Eh? Tempat kerja?
Sepirah sama dia.
Just as a start, if you have a patient, a 40-year-old lady who presents with pain and swelling in the joints, what is your potential diagnosis? What are the possible causes?
Unilateral or bilateral? Unilateral or bilateral?
Polyarthritis.
Polyarthritis. Yes.
That means many joints. What is your differential diagnosis? What are the causes of chronic arthritis, let's say? One is rheumatoid arthritis. What other causes? Tuberculosis. You mean tuberculous arthritis?
Gout?
Does tuberculous arthritis present as polyarthritis?
No.
Many joint involvement? Usually not. Usually one joint.
Arthritis due to rheumatic heart fever.
Rheumatic?
Rheumatic heart fever.
Rheumatic fever.
You mean rheumatic fever? Yes, it is one of the causes of chronic arthritis, maybe yes.
Systemic lupus.
Systemic lupus? Yeah. What else?
Gout.
Gout. Gout.
Gout sometimes, yes, may present with a picture similar to rheumatoid arthritis, yes.
Gout.
Although usually it presents with one joint, two joints. Yes, what else? The main causes or the common causes of chronic arthritis, especially chronic polyarthritis, is rheumatoid arthritis. What is rheumatoid arthritis? Sometimes it is called rheumatoid disease because it is a chronic inflammatory disease or a chronic systemic inflammatory disease that affects the joints and other systems of the body. It has variable pattern of presentation. It affects almost nearly 3% of the population. It is a worldwide distribution and it affects females more commonly than males. And the peak age of onset is 25 to 50, and there is one type which affects children, which is the juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. It's of unknown etiology, we don't know the cause. It is an autoimmune disease, but the exact cause is not known. There may be some genetic factors, because if there is a patient, the probability of affecting another member or other members of the same family is higher than the general population. But the exact cause is not known. So it is serositis affecting the synovial membranes. It can cause nodules, and it affects the blood vessels, causing vasculitis. What happens? This is the normal joint, and this is the diseased joint, the rheumatoid. Look at the synovial membrane here and synovial membrane here. For some unknown reason, there is a sort of antibody-mediated effect that initiates the process, the whole process, leading to increased vascularity and inflammatory mediator liberation, leading to hypertrophy of the synovium. And this hypertrophy sometimes may be localized to an area forming what is called pannus formation, which is a hypertrophied part of the synovium. Look at the cartilage here and cartilage here. The cartilage here is invaded by the pannus or by the hypertrophied part. The this hypersonic part will invade the cartilage and sometimes the bone. This hypertrophic part of the synovium invades the cartilage, giving the picture of erosion on X-ray. So erosion, it is a lost part of the cartilage and bone caused by the hypertrophic synovium. Okay. طيب تقدم تسمعوني كده؟ Showing the panels. Look at the bone here, and look at the bone here. It is invaded, and this is the erosion on X-ray. طبعا the whole process is induction of the inflammatory process with the sequence that you know. Activation of the T cells, B cells, and production of rheumatoid factors, which are immunoglobulins, and the whole process, you know, with the macrophage, production of interleukin-1 and tumor necrosis factor. This will lead to affection of the chondrocytes, synoviocytes, and the whole process of production of proteinases that lyses the cartilage. So, the effect of the interleukin-1 will lead to increased tumor necrosis factor and activation of the osteoclasts that degrade the bone. Tumor necrosis factor production will again increase interleukin-1 and so on. So, the whole process of inflammation and destruction of the cartilage and bone. Just to summarize the effects, interleukin-1 as a pro-inflammatory product will lead ultimately to inflammation, synovial panus formation, cartilage breakdown, and bone resorption or bone erosion. What are the manifestations of rheumatoid arthritis? Upon joint inflammation with the manifestations, tenderness, increased growth of the affected joints in a symmetrical pattern. There is also stiffness of the joints, and if there is affection of the extra-articular system, will appear accordingly. In addition, because of the systemic inflammatory process, there will be fatigue, fever, malaise, and the constitutional manifestations. The usual pattern is polyarthritis, polyarticular affection. Sometimes it may present with one or two joints in the beginning. With time, more joints are involved, but the usual picture is polyarthritis. But affecting the small joints of the hands and feet in a symmetrical pattern, large joints, and maybe large and small joints. Really, it may be monoarticular. It sometimes may present with only joint, one, for example, one knee involvement. And in this case, you have to consider
restart later, doctor.
Infection, especially as you said, tuberculosis. But any joint can be involved in rheumatoid arthritis. The rest, small joints of the hands, the MCPs, VIPs, and the thumb with the usual deformity of what is called Z deformity, we'll see inshallah. What is this? This is spindling of the joints. مغزلي. Look at the proximal interphalangeal joints are swollen, giving the picture of spindle. طبعا spindling is more with rheumatoid. While in other causes like seronegative arthritis, there will be diffuse swelling of the digit, giving the sausage digit appearance. Because in addition to joint involvement, there is synovial sheath involvement with a diffuse swelling of the digit. Look at the chronic manifestations. Look at the, what is this? Ulnar deviation. This is the ulnar side, this is the radial side. So ulnar deviation at the metacarpophalangeal joints. But at the rest, it is radial deviation, not ulnar. Okay? Then ulnar deviation usually at the metacarpophalangeal joints due to subluxation. You can see here subluxation of the metacarpophalangeal joints. And look at the wasting of the muscles, both sides. Bone involvement. This is the early involvement with time. This is erosion. And this is due to invasion of the hypertrophied part of the synovium, phallus. With more involvement, look at the subluxation here, which is partial dislocation. The difference between subluxation and dislocation is partial. Yani there is no complete loss of contact of the two articular surfaces. Then subluxation, look at the periarticular osteoporosis. This is again another manifestation of rheumatoid. Yani the bone density is reduced at the areas adjacent to the joint, which is a radiological feature of rheumatoid. And then the two radiological features of rheumatoid are bone erosions and periarticular osteoporosis. This slide just to remind you what to examine. Involvement can be from the temporomandibular joint, sternoclavicular joint, plus the other joints. But usually people tend to forget to examine these joints, temporomandibular and sternomastoid. We said it is a systemic inflammatory disease, so there are extra-articular manifestations. It may be general constitutional manifestations, fever, malaise, maybe lymphadenopathy, weight loss. Skin may be involved in the form of palmar erythema, maybe nodules, subcutaneous nodules, and vasculitis. Eyes may be involved in the form of episcleritis or scleritis with thinning of the sclera, sometimes with perforation, and herniation of the content of the eye. Sometimes there may be retinal nodules or vasculitis of the retinal blood vessels. So it may cause blood loss, although rarely. Cardiac manifestation in the form of pericarditis with effusion sometimes, myocarditis. Vasculitis may affect the coronary arteries, leading sometimes to myocardial infarction and ischemic heart disease. Neuromuscular, in the form of entrapment neuropathy like carpal tunnel syndrome, or peripheral neuropathy, or sometimes vasculitis, there may be a trunk of a nerve affected, which is called mononeuritis multiplex. A trunk of a nerve is affected. There may be hematological involvement in the form of neutropenia. There is something called Feltre's syndrome, which is rheumatoid arthritis, splenomegaly and neutropenia. This is called Feltes syndrome. طبعاً there may be some increased risk of lymphoma in patients with rheumatoid. Lung involvement in the form of pleural involvement, pleurisy, sometimes diffusion, nodules, lung nodules. There may be fibrosis, lung fibrosis, sometimes with cavity. There may be dryness of the mouth and eyes in the form of Sjögren syndrome. Amyloidosis is a complication in most of the chronic inflammatory diseases. This is vasculitis, which may be of small vessels in the skin, or it could be medium or even large vessels, but usually it is small vessel involvement. What is this? Subcutaneous nodule. طبعا, where to look for these nodules? In the pressure areas, nodules, sometimes on the tendons here, I mean elbows, and sometimes over the tendon. Redness of the eye in the form of episcleritis. The difference, when you have a patient with redness of the eye, it could be conjunctivitis, episcleritis, scleritis, or uveitis. Rheumatoid is more with episcleritis and scleritis, while uveitis is more with seronegative arthritis, including spondylitis, Reiter syndrome. Conjunctivitis is more also with Reiter syndrome.
Seronegative
معناته the test for rheumatoid is negative. فتسمى seronegative or seropositive if rheumatoid factor positive. Seronegative نوعين. Seronegative rheumatoid arthritis. That means it is rheumatoid fulfilling the criteria for rheumatoid but with negative rheumatoid factor. وفي seronegative spondyloarthritis. Including spondylitis, Reiter's, reactive arthritis. Look at the thinning of the sclera. The choroid layer is visible through the sclera because the sclera is thin. Another manifestation is when there is involvement of the cervical spine. This is the anterior arch of the atlas, and this is the odontoid process of the axis. In between, here is a joint with synovial membrane. What holds this with this, the odontoid process and anterior arch of the atlas, there are ligaments. When these ligaments are affected, or when this joint is affected, with the ligament involvement, there may be subluxation. So, the distance will increase. Yes? This will compress on the cord. So involvement of the cervical spine may be subluxation, atlantoaxial subluxation with cord compression. Sometimes may lead to
paralysis.
Paraplegia or paraparesis. So if you have a patient with rheumatoid and you are going to send him to any procedure involving manipulation of the neck, for example, for endoscopy or for surgery when they are going to do intubation. So when they will extend the neck, you have to check for any subluxation because this movement may lead to paraplegia or paraplegia. Or sometimes quadriplegia. If it is here, it will be quadriplegia. Like, you know, involvement may be in the first, the atlantoaxial or subaxial, any of the spines here may be affected. This slide summarizes the involvement or the extra-articular manifestations from eyes, lungs, pleura, heart, kidneys, bone marrow, skin, muscle. Skin involvement in the form of either nodules or sometimes thinning due to steroids if the patient uses steroids for a long time. How to investigate the patient with possible rheumatoid? First, we do hematology test for CBC. Usually, let's take the constituents. White blood count usually is normal in rheumatoid. But in Felty syndrome, there may be neutropenia. Or if the patient is using one of the disease-modifying agents like methotrexate, the patient may have cytopenia, maybe pancytopenia or thrombocytopenia or neutropenia. So it could lead to drugs. ESR, acute phase reactant, will be high. And then we do biochemistry. Usually, the for example, liver enzymes usually are normal. But we have to do it before we start any of the drugs to monitor. Renal profile, again, usually is normal. Then we do serology. What is rheumatoid factor? It is immunoglobulin. It can be IgM, IgG, IgA. But the one usually done routinely is IgM. So it is IgM against the patient's IgG. Okay? This is rheumatoid factor.
And the test that we do is IgM?
No. To test for IgA and the other constituents, yani requires special labs, special procedures. Like the one routinely done is IgM. And then the new thing, which is more specific, is anti-CCP, anti-cyclic citrullinated peptide. This is relatively new. Again, these are antibodies, immunoglobulins, against certain peptides in the body. What happens, the arginine, amino acid, the constituent is changed to citrulline. This citrulline will induce production of antibodies. That will lead to the consequences of rheumatoid. You know that rheumatoid factor is positive or may be positive in non-rheumatic conditions. For example, chronic infections, tuberculosis, some other autoimmune diseases like SLE. Anti-CCP is rarely positive in other conditions other than rheumatoid. The other thing is that anti-CCP may be positive years before articular manifestations. The first studies on anti-CCP, they did these tests on soldiers, American soldiers, as a sort of pre-employment test. At that time, it was a study. Those who had positive anti-CCP, when they follow several years later, they developed rheumatoid. So it can predict the development of rheumatoid. Radiography, when we do X-ray for the involved joints to look for periarticular subunit or erosions. We also check the spines, there is enough for possibility of subluxation. And we do chest X-ray to look for any manifestations or respiratory manifestations of rheumatoid. But we have to do a presentation as a baseline, because when you follow the patient, you see if there are any changes that occur with time.
So for spine, the only thing that we fear is
cervical spine. No. As you can see, there is no diagnostic test for rheumatoid. There are criteria that can be used to guide you to the diagnosis. But what are these criteria? These are 7 criteria. You have to have 4 of them, okay, to say this is rheumatoid. Morning stiffness for at least 1 hour, swelling in 3 or more joints, swelling in the hand joints, symmetrical pattern of involvement. These should be present for at least 6 weeks, because there are many causes that may be similar to even viral arthritis sometimes. Coxsackie infection may give a similar picture to rheumatoid. But this has to be present for at least 6 weeks. And usually viral arthritis, short-lived, 2 weeks in most of the cases. Erosion or decalcification, we قلنا عليها periarticular osteoporosis, erosions, nodules, and positive rheumatoid factor. How to treat rheumatoid? The goal is to relieve pain, to reduce inflammation, and trying to prevent joint damage, because if you catch the disease early, you start the right drugs, you may prevent erosions. And to improve the functioning of the patient. How to approach? Lifestyle modifications. And this part is important also when you take a history in a patient with arthritis. You have to know what is his lifestyle. And a patient with arthritis living on the third floor, you have to do something about this. Is there anybody who looks after the patient at home? One should know also about the social background. Rest per se is one modality of treatment. We have patients with active disease. By admitting the patient and rest, there is improvement. Rest is the first step of treatment. It should not be prolonged, otherwise the patient will have diffuse atrophy and stiffness of the joints. It should be rest with gradual physiotherapy. Physical and occupational therapy, medications, and ultimately surgery for certain indications. We'll come to this. But this summarizes the thing I mentioned. In the past, we used to say, give non-steroidal, give for 3 months. If there is no response, change the non-steroidal, etc., which will take time. They found that the erosive changes occur in the early stage of the disease. If you do not start treatment early, the patient may have erosive changes and destruction of the joints. So, erosion usually develops early in the disease course. When there is destruction, it is irreversible. Disease activity is associated with destruction, so you have to suppress the disease activity. Early treatment can slow down radiographic progress. Disease activity must be suppressed early in the disease. Do not wait and try several drugs. What are the medications? We start with the first line, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And people differ in response. Some may respond to diclofenac, some may respond to ibuprofen, etc. Then the disease-modifying agents, the DMARD. Then the newly developed drugs, the biological agents, and corticosteroids. Non-steroidal, either the traditional or the COX-2 inhibitors, which have less side effects, gastrointestinal side effects. The aim is to relieve pain and inflammation. These are used in combination with the disease-modifying agents or anti-rheumatic drugs. And the main thing is most of them have side effects on the gastrointestinal tract. The second-line drugs are disease-modifying agents, hydroxychloroquine, sulfasalazine, methotrexate, glenamide, gold, azathioprine. These are the second-line drugs. And the most commonly used one is methotrexate. The aim is to control symptoms. They do not have immediate analgesic effect, but they have the ability to suppress the activity of the disease, can delay progression of the disease, and they are slow-acting agents. When you start one of them, the effect may take 6 weeks, 8 weeks to be noted. The methotrexate is one of the earliest or the fastest, which will take around 4 to 6 weeks. Some may take 3 months. Hydroxychloroquine, it is a mild disease. It may be used with in combination with other agents, not only one. And the main side effect is eye. So a patient on hydroxychloroquine should have eye examination regularly every 6 months, looking for side effects, either deposition in the retina or the cornea. Sulfasalazine. You have to monitor CBC for any bone marrow suppression and LFT in a patient using sulfasalazine. Necessary methotrexate. You have to monitor the patient with CBC and LFT. Usually do it every 2 to 3 months. Gold, now it is rarely used, but it's very effective. And although it is an old drug, sometimes when we are stuck, we may use gold injections, which is very effective. And then the biological agents, like etanercept, infliximab, these are tumor necrosis factor antagonists. Tumor necrosis factor is one of the major constituents of inflammation. So if you block tumor necrosis factor, this will suppress the disease. And these are very effective. Usually, these are used when the patient does not respond to the usual second-line drugs. And anakinra, again, this is interleukin antagonist. Fitinib and infliximab, both are tumor necrosis factor. Anakinra, which is interleukin 1 receptor antagonist. So this is about rheumatoid arthritis. The second common cause of arthritis is osteoarthritis. It is osteoarthritis. You said rheumatoid is a chronic systemic inflammatory disease. Osteoarthritis is a degenerative disease. It is not inflammatory. The chondrocyte, or the maintenance of chondrocyte, is a balance between synthesis and degradation. So any factor which tip the balance here will lead to degradation and osteoarthritis. So it is a degenerative. What happens? And the cause, it is not immunological, it is not like rheumatoid. It is a degenerative. So biomechanical factors may play a major role in causing osteoarthritis. Either trauma or with age, this may lead to degradation of the cartilage. This is the normal joint. This is the joint with osteoarthritis. What happens? Look at the cartilage here and the cartilage here. You can see there is degradation of the cartilage. The cartilage functions as a shock absorber for the joint. But when there is degradation, this will lead to involvement of the subarticular bone with microfracture. Okay? Normally, there is a fracture, then there is repair with bone formation. This repair will lead to osteophytes. Okay? Microfractures in the subarticular bone leading to osteophytes, osteophyte formation, and bone cysts. Secondarily, there may be inflammation. When the patient has effusion, it is sort of secondary inflammation, local inflammation due to trauma. It is not inflammatory, systemic inflammatory process. But this may lead to effusion. Effusion will contain the inflammatory cells and the inflammatory mediators, etc., will further destroy the joint. This will lead to laxity of the capsule and the ligaments. قلنا الاترجي is not known, it is multifactorial, طبعا age, whether there is any hormonal factor is not sure, trauma, because OA affects a diseased joint, لكنه the exact cause is not known. Symptoms, pain, which is worse than using the joint, stiffness, usually it is mild and short lasting, it is not like stiffness in rheumatoid, which lasts for 1 hour. Loss of movement, pain on movement, maybe tenderness in articular or periarticular areas. There may be bony swelling in comparison to soft tissue swellings in inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid. لأنه هنا يكون عندنا osteophytes, newborn formation. وزي ما قلنا secondary there may be soft tissue swelling and there may be cryptus because ultimately you'll have bone against bone without this smooth articular cartilage. On x-ray you'll find narrowing of the joint because on x-ray the black part of the joint is the cartilage. Bone is white and there is a black in the middle. This is the cartilage. So when there is loss of the cartilage, the joint space will be reduced. In the narrowing of the joint space, osteophytes, the contour of the joint will be changed. Sclerosis and cysts, maybe calcification, it is microfractures, repair, etc. And soft tissue swellings. Look at this here. But when you see this for the first time, you think, is it rheumatoid? No. This is what is called primary osteoarthritis, which affects the distal joints. These are called Hebbidens nodes. These are osteophytes in the distal interphalangeal joints. These are bony parts. And it's called Hebbidens nodes. Okay, so this is not rheumatoid. طبعا هنا differential diagnosis is psoriatic arthritis. Here the psoriasis affects the distal interphalangeal joints. But in psoriasis it is not bony, it is not hard. While here it is hard, bone. And if you can notice, يعني it affects the distal, not the proximal. Although proximal can be affected, but it is more common in the distal. فهذه نسميها Hebbidens nodes وهذه نسميها Bouchard's nodes. All are bony swellings. Look at the x-ray. This is the one. The narrowing is not symmetrical in both compartments. بينما in rheumatoid, it is a systemic disease. It will affect the whole joint. So both compartments will be affected. While in rheumatoid, in osteoarthritis, it is not symmetrical. And you can see here the osteophytes, the small bone formation. Again, cervical spine will be affected. Look at the disc space here, and look at this one. You know, disc is cartilage. If I complete degradation of the cartilage, we have to shape. Narrowing of the space, joint space, or the disc space. And look at these osteophytes. Look at this one here. Also, weight-bearing joints are affected. In fact, it is more commonly affected. Look at this here. Yeah. Here. Small here, like even more clear. Okay. But these are osteophytes and asymmetrical involvement of the joints. There may be secondary osteoarthritis, which affects a diseased joint. When there is a congenital developmental disease of the joint, it may be secondarily affected or involved in osteoarthritis, or if there is trauma to the joint or surgery, may be complicated by secondary osteoarthritis. Okay. Management. First, you have to confirm the diagnosis. Is it osteoarthritis or rheumatoid or other cause? Initial therapy is Physiotherapy is a very important part of treatment, trying to maintain the range of movement and to prevent muscle atrophy. Weight loss is important. Try to deal with it with local therapy, especially that it affects elderly, and usually, or in many cases, old patient who has ischemic heart disease, diabetic, etc. If I try to avoid drugs that may interact or affect the liver or kidney. Try to deal with simple maneuvers, simple modalities, local, and paracetamol. If there is no response, then you can go to non-steroidal. And again, intra-articular therapy with steroids, although you try to avoid steroids because it may further lead to degradation. But sometimes you have a patient who is in severe pain. In rare cases, we use steroids. Or the hyaluronic acid derivatives, the viscosimbis, which are similar to the synovial fluid, just to improve lubrication of the joint. Sometimes we may use opioids, addictive, but rarely you may have a patient who cannot sleep, and this is a chronic process. Sometimes we use tramadol. Amoglucosamine, which is, studies say it can improve the constituents of the matrix, etc., but it is not proven. Sometimes you may do arthroscopy, this ossifies, sometimes may be dislodged in the joint. You need to remove by arthroscopy or surgery, like for example, total knee replacement. لا يوجوال اسيمتريكال ستاف اسيمتريكال باتر لكن وذ تايم ذير از وان جوينت انفولد ذا بيشنت ترايز تو افويد مور ستريس اون ذا اذر فايت ويل بي انفولد